This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. It's Hope Nights with Graham. Let's catch up right now and talk about a lot of sport that is around this week with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. Mel, as we say hello, firstly, how are you?
Just recovering and getting some sleep after the Euros, Graham, but all good. How are you?
Very good. Looking forward to, of course, a very big game of footy tonight, hoping our Blues can just whitewash the series and win game three. It'll be an amazing achievement. Mel, I think it'll be an amazing achievement if Freddie and the boys can pull it off, winning tonight's game three in State of Origin, making a clean sweep. I suppose for us here in Greater Sydney, taking our minds just off lockdown and other things tonight, just for a few hours so we can focus and cheer on our Blues in the footy tonight.
Yeah, well, exactly. Let's just, you know, worry about sport for a bit and just to get the rest if we can, because obviously there's, you know, major dream. But, you know, it's funny, isn't it? When's the last time? All three fixtures, all in Queensland. Can you believe it? And it's the Blues who are hot favourites again. Like, I can't remember the last time that was the case. And obviously we didn't see this coming. You know, Sydney got moved to Newcastle, then up to the Gold Coast. So there's been a lot of off-field dramas. There's been, you know, some bubble burst issues that, well, obviously within the NRL, we touched on it last week with the Dragons, and then since we saw Dry Arrow removed because of, you know, bringing people back to the hotel, and they're, you know, looking to that as well. But it sort of blows your mind a little bit that kind of stuff is going on, because obviously the rugby league and every sporting code and people in general are working so hard to, you know, keep these things going. So all those dramas aside, like you say, let's just forget all that and just worry about the footy and enjoy 80 minutes of what should be hopefully a close but not, well, actually Blues fans will go just smash them, but I'm hopeful as a Blues fan, I'm saying let's make it just a little bit close but we still win well.
Yeah, I think I'm going with what you said there, Mel. Hopefully we can smash them, and if we do win tonight, it'll be the first time that we've won all three games in an Origin series since way back in the year 2000. Obviously, which we touched on last week, a few changes to the Blues side, mainly through injury. The Penrith duo of Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary out, and also Daniel Saifidi, he's out as well, being replaced by Storm veteran Dale Finucane.
Yeah, that's right. And all eyes really are on that new halves pairing, Mitch Moses and Jack White. And we heard on the news, on 7 News, a couple of days ago from Benny Elias, who's the uncle of Mitch Moses. And, you know, they've got some really beautiful stories to tell their family. But I'm very excited for what he's about to. It's unbelievable. He's a Blues debutant at 26 and in such a key role as well. But that was all Freddie Fittler. Do you know what? I'm losing track of time. We may have talked about this last week, but when Freddie coached Lebanon and he, you know, took a real shine to Mitch Moses, and I know this is his massive opportunity, and what an opportunity for both of them, really. It would never have come along. We know how strong Penrith are. They're absolutely flying. So, it'll be a new-look Blues in that regard. But, yeah, we're still clearly way stronger than Queensland, you would imagine.
Now, looking forward to the big game tonight, not too far away till kickoff. Let's move on and wrap up a whole bunch of other sports happening across this past week. You touched on the Euros in the intro, Mel. Wow, England, they thought it was going to come home, the trophy, but in fact it went to Rome. And I think that was the second game in a row for England that went to extra time.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd gone all right the last couple of penalty shootouts they'd won, but they've got some pretty big, iconic history of losing key shootouts as well. But, yeah, you can't begrudge either two teams that made the final. These were the two that deserved to be there. Whenever anyone asked me how I thought England would go, all I could say is if they don't win it, they've absolutely failed. They've blown it. They've got a, you know, over $1 billion worth of talent in their squad. Italy don't have the out-and-out rock stars, although there are plenty that have made names for themselves, but they've played as such a team under Roberto Mancini, a couple of veterans and some youngsters as well. They just played well all the way through. And when they didn't play well, they did what they needed to do. England, you could almost say the same thing. They didn't exactly set the world on fire, but they did have patches, don't get me wrong. But this was their biggest test against Italy. And, they scored that early goal. But, yeah, in my opinion, they just blew it. Italy just dominated after that. And then, you know, there were some questionable decisions in terms of substitutes. And then, obviously, that major controversy at the end. You know, the last three kicks missed. The last two penalty takers were kids. They're very young. So in terms of Gareth Southgate, a lot of people, you know, huge supporters of what he's done with this squad for very good reason. But making some substitutions, Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford, with 2 minutes left of extra time, so pretty much their first touch of the entire match, which is a Euro final, is a penalty kick. And then, of course, Bukayo Sakara, who's a 19-year-old who barely has taken penalties and he's played one season for Arsenal. So, you know, a lot of bad fallout in terms of racial abuse that came out of that, but it's really united the country after that because everyone's kind of rallied together. So, yeah, England, I think they blew it, but it was a real shame. But some nice things have come from it. But, yeah, congratulations to Italy.
It was a big weekend of sport in London. The finals were on in the tennis at Wimbledon, and our Ash Barty doing us all proud, winning the women's final over Carolina Pliskova from the Czech Republic. The first time an Aussie woman has won the women's final at Wimbledon since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, winning the match in less than 2 hours over three sets.
Yeah, and wasn't she just beautiful? So she was flying early on in that first set. I think everyone was thinking, oh, this is going to be an early night. But yeah, then it turned into a really tense three-setter. Just to give us all, you know, a bit of a fright late at night. But it really showed how many people stayed up so late as well. But it also is testament to her because she is so loved for such good reason. She's one of the real legends. We look around at people like her, the flag bearers for the Olympics that have been announced, Patty Mills and Kate Campbell. We've got a lot of reason to be proud because of some of the people that are representing us at the highest level. Her post-match interview was, you know, sensational. She's humble. She's sweet. She choked up when she was asked about, as you say, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, because she's an absolute hero of hers. And, she never says I. It's all about the team. She admitted it was a childhood dream and she achieved it. And then a lot of the tennis players are pulled out at Tokyo, but she's straight away gone, yep, I'm off to Tokyo. Can't wait. When do you ever get to be part of this kind of team? And let's see what I can do there. So I don't know anyone that could have a bad word to say about Ash Barty. Maybe she's not controversial enough or something. I don't know, because she's just can't put a foot wrong and just a legend.
The Barty party will continue. As we wrap up now, Mel, with you talking some cricket, and our Aussie cricketers are playing a bunch of T20 games against the West Indies and the Caribbean. They've had 3 out of 5 games so far, and our Aussies not setting the field alight at the moment.
I don't really know why you'd bring this up. In my opinion, it's just not happening. It didn't happen. But it's not gone to plan at all. I know you're a mad cricket fan yourself and you've been watching with your son. Chris Gayle went to town. I think it was yesterday. Like I said, I'm losing track of time. I think it was yesterday. Mm. And they, we know, in fairness, we are under strength for a number of reasons. But having said that, we've still got some quality there. But we just haven't been good enough by far, and the Windies have really turned it on.
As I mentioned to you off air, Mel, the cricket, having it on in the mornings during home learning in a home like ours where we love cricket, it's a bit of a distraction at the moment. We're trying to
sounds like it's been it's played well into the hands of dad / teacher and your son.
I think we're going to have to start tomorrow morning with the next game on, start the home learning early, wrap it up so then we can watch the cricket. We can maybe call that sport, a sport lesson.
I think that's good. Otherwise, dad's report card is going to be needs more discipline and to concentrate on classes more.
Yeah, and I think he'll be off to a better start with the home learning with my wife instead of with dad at home. So. Mel McLaughlin from 7 News, as always, great to catch up and talk sport. Go the Blues for tonight. Come on, Blues, you can do it. Enjoy your week and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, it sounds good. Hopefully I can speak to you from Tokyo where I'm headed shortly.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.